Wilmington, Delaware's new sports arena opened earlier this year for the 76ers minor league team called the Bluecoats. The team is drawing a fair number of fans, but WHYY's Chris Barish reports the facility along a gritty industrial strip is showing major promise as a concert hall.
Promoters dubbed it Snow Jam. The rock show was headlined by the Maryland band OAR. The acronym stands for Of a Revolution, and the concert itself proved to be somewhat of a revelation. Nearly 2,000 music fans turned out, some coming from as far away as Vermont. Promoter Matt Van Bell was delighted by the debut concert for the arena that could hold 3,000. That's way more than the Grand Opera House and the Queen, the other main concert halls in Wilmington.
Being from Wilmington, we've always been looking for a larger event space. The night itself was really well put together. The sound was really, it went well. There was just a lot of overall momentum and buzz about the event itself. We've had a lot of conversations that have stemmed from the OAR success, and we are looking to do more there.
While Van Bell looks to book more acts, the Fieldhouse is already planning a celebrity event featuring rapper Cardi B. The Grammy Award winner will host a party there next month. Facility manager Steve Cavalier says she's not supposed to perform, but you never know.
Is there a possibility that she could perform and sing some songs? Absolutely. But she's being brought in to host it and come where basically it's an opportunity for people to come and be part of a scene or a party, if you will, that she's a part of.
There are some issues to resolve, like flooding and traffic tie-ups. But officials say projects now underway should alleviate those problems by year's end. City Council President Hanifa Shabazz says the entertainment events are another sign that the Fieldhouse will become a Wilmington jewel.
I think it's great because it's adding to our economy. But the other important part about it is that there's employment for local residents who work there. So that's even more icing on the cake.
A big crowd also turned out for a charity event featuring high school basketball games. And a youth soccer training center will open this spring. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.